Hello, everyone. Our culture celebrates the privilege of choice. Yet, many lack wisdom to make sound decisions. We're beginning a new series that is designed to help Christians realize that the choices we make are significant to God. And these choices have the power to devastate or better our lives. Our culture is built on the foundation of choice. Everywhere we look, from the food we eat to the shows we watch, choice is celebrated. But have you ever stopped to think about the choices you make in your spiritual journey? The path of faith is also riddled with these decisions. This series is not just about recognizing the significance of our choices in God's eyes, but also understanding that these choices shape our relationship with Him, our spiritual growth, and our destiny. Every choice is a step closer to God or a step away. Today, we turn our attention to two profound scriptures. The first is Joshua 24:15, and it reads, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The second is Hebrews 11:16, and it reads, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." These verses are not just text on paper. They are invitations, challenges, and reminders. They beckon us to choose faith, even when the world offers easier, more tempting options. They challenge us to see beyond the immediate and look at the eternal. They remind us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Here's a thought I want us to ponder deeply. Embracing a vibrant faith in God is not a one-time decision. It's a daily, hourly, even minute-by-minute commitment. It's waking up each day and saying, "I choose God." I've recently been reflecting on some thought-provoking quotes from well-known celebrities. Penn Jillette, an Emmy Award-winning magician, wrote, "If every trace of any single religion were wiped out and nothing were passed on, it would never be created exactly that way again. There might be some other responses in its place, but not that exact nonsense. If all of science were wiped out, it would still be true, and someone would find a way to figure it out again." Now, Penn Jillette's perspective on religion and science is both challenging and intriguing. His words prompt us to think about the permanence of faith versus the constancy of scientific truths. Now, actor Daniel Radcliffe, best known for his role as Harry Potter, said, "I'm an atheist, but I'm very relaxed about it. I don't preach my atheism, but I have a huge amount of respect for those who do." Daniel's statements give us an insight into the mindset of many people today, a passive disbelief. While he doesn't actively deny faith, he doesn't embrace it either. Comedian Kathy Griffin said, "A lot of people come up here and they thank Jesus Christ for this award. I want you to know that no one else has had to do with this, but that no one had less to do with this award than Jesus. He didn't help me one bit. This award is my God now." Ken's bold declaration pushes us to ask, what or who do we give credit to for our successes? These perspectives are a mirror to the world's varying beliefs. Let's dive deep. We might choose to dismiss the divine, turning instead to science or self. Is it a fear of accountability, a need for tangible proof, or something else entirely that leads these people to think this way? The statements from these celebrities reflect the growing trend in our modern society, a move away from biblical truths, biblical beliefs, towards more secular or humanistic ideologies. Many view science, humanism, and materialism as more tangible and evidence-based compared to faith. This, which often requires the belief of the unseen, blind faith, as some would call it. But leaning too much on what we can see and what we can touch can lead us away from God, as we've seen with these people. When we only focus on the here and now, we might feel like something's missing, like there's a deeper truth out there that only a real connection with God can bring, and needs that only God can fulfill. Now, there's a story of a man named Ivan Maguire. At 35 years old, Ivan was a veteran skydiver with over 800 jumps to his credit. His dream was to be the best skydiver photographer in the country. On April 2nd, 88, Maguire fell 10,500 feet to his death while filming a skydiving class. In the footage Maguire took during his fall, he appeared to reach for his parachute release and then said, "Oh no." Upon viewing the footage, authorities determined that his excitement to film the other skydivers, in this excitement, Maguire forgot to take his parachute with him. The story of Ivan Maguire serves as a cautionary tale. His passion and pursuit of excellence in his field overshadowed a fundamental aspect of his safety, wearing his parachute. It makes us wonder, what are we forgetting in our pursuit of worldly desires? This isn't about causing doubt on our capabilities or dreams. It's okay to have dreams. It's about introspection. Are we so engrossed in our ambitions that we forget our spiritual parachute? Are we grounded in God's word? Or are we free-falling, hoping to land somewhere safely? Life is full of patterns, routines, and set motions. The universe and most creatures within it follow a designated path. But what sets us apart as humans is our ability to choose, to deviate from a set path, and to create our own destiny, so to say. Everything around us, from the galaxies to the tiniest of organisms, functions based on laws established by God. Consider our home planet. Earth doesn't randomly minder. It speeds through space at a whooping 67,000 miles per hour, perfectly set in its trajectory. Think about the salmon. These creatures embark on an incredible journey, heading out to sea, and then after years, returning to their birthplace to spawn. It's nature's GPS at its finest. Plants, in their silent beauty, undergo photosynthesis. They aren't just decorating our world. They're producing the oxygen we breathe. And there's gravity, the invisible force ensuring we don't just float away into the vastness of space. While we see choice as a mark of intelligence, most of creation doesn't have the luxury of choice like we do. Most of these things are set in stone. Take your pet dog, for instance. Sure, he might ponder over chasing the neighbor's cat or lazing under the tree, but that's about the extent of his decision-making in life. You know, animals have their routines set for them. But because animals have their routines set for them, they hibernate, migrate, and search for food, not because they choose to, but because it's an inbuilt mechanism for them. Picture a monarch butterfly. It doesn't wake up and think, maybe I'll skip the migration for this year. It just does it because it's designed to do so. And our very own planet, it doesn't just go ahead and hit the snooze button. It can't desire to take a break from spinning. If it did, then we'd be in for quite the adventure. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Unlike the rest of creation, humans have something special. And that special thing, God-given, is free will. We can choose to align with or stray away from God's will. Picture this. You're living in a paradise. It's breathtakingly beautiful with lush greenery, cascading waterfalls, and serene beaches. There's just one small rule. Don't eat from that one big tree in the center. Given your free will, what would you choose? This scenario isn't just a hypothetical. Adam and Eve lived it. In the midst of paradise and in God's direct presence, they made a choice. Nudged by Satan to eat from the forbidden tree. This choice reshaped humanity. Now every one of us is born with a tendency towards sin, a lean towards unwise decisions. But there's hope. We aren't just left to wrestle with bad choices. The Holy Spirit is our guiding light, helping us navigate the maze of decisions. Good choices don't just improve our lives, they elevate them. And when it comes to spiritual choices, they have the power to save our souls. All we have to do is to make one pivotal choice, and that's to have faith and to believe in God. Our faith journey isn't just about following a set of rules or rituals. It's far deeper than that. It's about understanding connection and relationship. But in today's world, this profound relationship is often misunderstood and even ridiculed. Christianity stands out in the world of faith. It isn't just a religion, it's a relationship. It's about establishing a direct, personal connection with God. While many faiths emphasize deeds, actions, or strict adherence to rules, Christianity centers on the heart, the personal bond with the Creator. No other faith offers such a deep, personal relationship with its divine or its founder. It's not about distance, it's about closeness. It's disheartening but true. Our faith is under scrutiny. Romans 1:22 hits the nail on the head when it describes people who claim to be wise but act foolishly. Today's society mirrors this sentiment, with many choosing to dismiss faith in the name of science or modern thinking. There's an increasing trend where God's existence is questioned or downright denied, often masked under the guise of enlightenment or academic prowess. Just pause and look around. Can anyone truly believe all this perfection just happened without a grand design? Science is wonderful. It helps us understand our world better. But sometimes it's used to counter faith, even when it shouldn't. Let's talk about the Big Bang. If it was just a massive explosion, how did it lead to the precise spinning and orbiting of celestial bodies? If humans had been there for millions upon millions of years, wouldn't our population be unimaginably large? Mutations, often cited as the evolutionary drivers, are mostly harmful. So how can harmful changes lead to the vast biodiversity and perfection that we see today? The laws of thermodynamics are clear. You can't create or destroy matter and energy. You can only change their form. Left alone, things tend to become more disordered over time. Everything deteriorates. In an ironic twist, Those who vehemently deny God sometimes end up breaking the very laws of science they uphold. Believing life sprouted from non-living matter requires a leap of faith, maybe even a bigger leap than believing in a divine creator. And then there's the question, where did that non-living matter come from in the first place? When we put all our faith in ourselves, sidelining God, we might end up looking quite foolish. Psalm 14:1 reminds us of this truth, and it reads, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." In a world of ever-evolving thoughts and beliefs, it's essential to ground ourselves in the eternal truths of our faith. While questions and doubts may arise, the relationship we have with God, the marvel of creation, and even the very laws of science, when truly understood, reaffirm our faith journey. Let's embrace it wholeheartedly. In this vast universe of set patterns and laws, our ability to choose is a gift. It's also a responsibility. Every day, with every choice, we shape our destiny. Let's choose wisely, with faith as our compass. As we come to a close, I urge each of us to take a moment every day to evaluate our choices. Are they drawing us closer to God or leading us away? Let's remember that faith isn't just about big moments. It's found in the small choices we make every day. Let's support and uplift each other, seeking wisdom from the scriptures and always choosing a faith-filled path. I'll now close in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, that you would help us each and every day to choose you. Father, I pray that you would guide us, that our choices would be set in scripture, Lord Jesus. Our choices would be in accordance with your will. Father, that we would not stray away, Lord Jesus, that in our pursuit of success, Lord Jesus, that we would not forget who we are and who we're meant to be, Lord Jesus, and the choices that, according to your word, we are required to make. Father, we choose you each and every day. Lord, we choose to live our lives, continuing to walk with you. Lord, I pray that you would guide each and every one watching's journey with you, Lord Jesus, that they may continue steadfastly in their faith in you, O Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.